ayon sa GP na si Angelica Lugarta Scott, ang kanilang Car Park Mobile COVID-19 Testing Clinic ang sumusuporta sa komunidad ng Blacktown, New South Wales. 15 taon nang nag-aalaga ng mga pasyente si Angelica. Una sa Pilipinas, tapos sa UK, at nitong nakalipas sa 2 taon sa New South Wales.
So as of the moment, I work in a medical center in Blacktown in Kilda Road Medical Center. So I see all sorts of general medical condition including mga chronic diseases. But I also specializes in women's health and also skin cancer surgery. So I've been in this medical center for nearly 2 years now, and so far I'm loving it. We have a really big Filipino community in Blacktown, and I see a lot of our kababayans there.
Habang patuloy si Angelica sa kanyang GP practice, tinanggap din niya ang responsibilidad ng pag-test sa mga maaaring may COVID-19.
Dahil na dito sa COVID-19, yung Commonwealth, they decided to set up 100 respiratory clinics all over Australia, or what we call as COVID clinics. So our medical center is one of them. So in Western Sydney, we are the only one GP-led respiratory clinic. So ang main aim talaga, or the main reason why we set it up, is firstly is to support the community for testing. That is also to alleviate the pressure in the local hospital. At the same time, to protect the remainder of the main clinic. So this COVID clinic actually is a separate clinic.
Ang bawat pasyente ay sinusuri sa mga pintuan ng main clinic para sa respiratory issues.
So basically, itong mga COVID clinics, they are located in our car park. It's an outdoor clinic at the back of the medical center. So we have this multiple demountable isolation cabins that we use for eye assessment and testing. So to give you a bit of a background, the owners, the management, the doctors, the nurses, and all the staff have been so dedicated and have been working very hard to make this COVID clinic successful. So those you may mga respiratory symptoms or COVID symptoms, they are sent in the back in the isolation area. So they have their own entrance as well. So when they reach that isolation area, there is my triage. So they are triaged accordingly. Merong green zone and red zone. So depending yun sa symptoms and risk nila. So yung main medical center, it operates as normal, you know, and it's very safe for everyone who comes in. So you are very sure and you're very reassured na when you are inside the main medical center, wala kang mga katabi na may ubo o may sipon because, you know, nasa separate isolation area.
Sa panahong ito, maaari nang itest ang mga asymptomatic na pasyente na at risk na magkaroon ng COVID-19.
Aged care, yung mga military, boarding school, child care settings, mga ganon. Kung worried kayo, kung pregnant kayo, tapos kahit wala kayong symptoms but you're worried na pwede rin to get tested. Yung mga ganun ba, merong mga special circumstances na hindi na tiniturn down, yung mga ganun. We are doing expanded testing.
Bilang frontliner, malaki ang responsibilidad ni Angelica sa kanyang pamilya at komunidad.
As a frontliner, generally, I feel that we have this enormous responsibility to keep everyone in the community safe. So, especially our families, our patients, and ourselves. Thus, we always take extra precautions. Everyone has this feeling of worry or yung pangangamba. Kasi nga, we know that this is a serious novel coronavirus. You know, this should not be taken lightly. Kasi we have seen what is happening in other countries. Yeah. So, personally naman, I believe na our medical center is adequately prepared because we have been doing active planning on how to tackle this COVID-19 since February. So we follow really strict protocols and we have enough yung PPEs. in case we are seeing suspected cases. I also feel reassured as well because of our strict screening protocols front door. We feel safe now. What's in the inside the medical center, they are all, you know, free of any symptoms. So in terms of you were asking kung kaharap namin yung mga patient na suspected, adequately kami yung wearing PPEs. At minsan, kung stable naman sila, we do video conference. So nasa ang nurse na are doing the assessment facing the yung patient doon sa isolation cabins, then we can do video conference naman to check on the patient. So hindi naman lahat face to face.
Habang sumusunod sila Angelica sa protocols, nananawagan siya sa komunidad na tulungan ang kanilang mga sarili at ang bawat isa.
First and foremost siguro talaga is obviously to stay at home and only go out when it's really, really necessary. We have to keep that discipline to ourselves, yeah? And also to get your flu shots this winter season. So at least you are protected from influenza A and B. So highly recommended siya for those who are under 5 years old, pregnant women, people with chronic diseases, aboriginal, and those above 65 years old. Pero everyone, you know, if you want to have the flu vaccine, you can get it done, yeah? Always maintain at least yung 1.5 meters social distancing when you're going out, okay? Tapos, alam naman siguro natin lahat, yung wash your hands 20 to 30 seconds. At saka, don't touch your face. Kasi nga, viruses get through the mucous membranes of our eyes, nose, and mouth. Yeah, so that's very important. So if you are worried to go out, but you feel that you want to speak to a doctor, telehealth is available, okay? So you can speak to your doctor, you give you advice over the phone if you're worried of anything, if you're concerned or you have any problem. This is a really challenging time, so everyone is in the same boat. So it's very important to maintain social connection, even if we're isolated physically, you know? So by calling your friends, speaking to your family, and also keeping yourself active at home. Sleeping well, eating healthy foods, doing exercise can all improve your immune system. Again, if worried, nandiyan naman ang telehealth. They can book telehealth appointment with GPs and I think with psychologists as well. We can see that we are flattening the curve and the incidence of positive cases are getting lower. So if we do all our part, then we can beat COVID-19.